there is this major guilt we feel as we begin our gentle, positive, conscious parenting journey. There's this guilt we feel when we mess up or we yell. We feel like, am I screwing my kids up? You start to feel incapable of actually parenting in this way. Like, is this possible? Am I gonna ruin my kids? If you've been in that place where you are trying to be gentle, then you lose your shit. Then you feel guilty and it's this big old spiral and you just find yourself sitting on the ground, tears streaming down your eyes, feeling like you are ruining your kids. I want to just fill you with a heavy dose of peace.
For the mom with her hands full and only a few minutes to spare here and there, put your hand on your chest. Take a deep breath. You're doing better than you think you are. I want you to delight in these ordinary, often mundane days of motherhood, rooted in confidence about how you are raising and speaking to and nurturing your kids. Peace starts with you. So let's create peaceful safe havens for our kids to grow in. It's never too late, and the fact that you are here speaks volumes of the amazing mom that you are and desire to be.
Hey, welcome back to the Peace Starts With You podcast. This is episode 24. And before we jump into our sibling rivalry series, this past week, I've had multiple conversations with different mamas. And I decided that, okay, that can wait for a little bit because this is of utmost importance. So jumping right in, and then I'm going to end with a couple of truths. I just want to speak over your life. So all the conversations I've had this past week have been so similar. And what it really sums up to is that there is this major guilt we feel as we begin our gentle, positive, conscious parenting journey. There's this guilt we feel when we mess up or we yell. We feel like, am I screwing my kids up? You start to feel incapable of actually parenting in this way. Like, is this possible? Am I gonna ruin my kids? If you've been in that place where you are trying to be gentle, then you lose your shit. Then you feel guilty and it's this big old spiral and you just find yourself sitting on the ground, tears streaming down your eyes, feeling like you are ruining your kids. I want to just fill you with a heavy dose of peace. I want to reassure you that you are not. You are not ruining your kids. When you begin parenting this way, you have to realize that you are going to make mistakes. But when you do, you're not going to just leave it. You're going to own up to your mistakes. You're going to apologize. You're going to make it right. You're going to teach your kids how to own up to their mistakes. They're going to learn so much. And I think a lot of times we think, you know, before we learn about conscious, gentle parenting, positive parenting, we are all about our kids' behavior and wanting them to behave a certain way. We think it's a reflection of us. We think it's a reflection of how good our kids are or how they're going to turn out in life. But really what it comes down to is this work is we got to focus on ourselves first. That's what conscious parenting is. It's like, okay, how can I change how I react, how I respond, how I feel, my emotions? And in turn, that is going to model for our kids how they're going to show up in the world and how they're going to handle conflict or emotions, sadness, anger, frustration. I don't think that you can be reminded of this enough as you are either starting out on this journey of gentle, positive, conscious parenting, or maybe you're a couple months in, or maybe you're even longer in. And you're still finding yourself yelling or messing up or making mistakes and you just feel this massive amount of guilt. If you think your parenting mistakes are ruining your kids, I want you to be reassured that they are not. Maybe you experienced yelling or control or fear-based parenting when you were a kid. But here's the difference. So when you start positive, gentle, conscious parenting, it's not saying that you're going to be perfect or completely absent of yelling or making mistakes. No, the difference is you are going to take responsibility. You're going to explain yourself. You're going to talk to your kids. You're going to own up to those moments where you are at your lowest of lows. And in turn, you're going to teach your kids so much. Our missteps are followed up with apologies and amends. We take responsibility. We're doing things different. And this is the major difference in maybe what you experienced as a kid and what your kids are experiencing now. You don't need to beat yourself up. or shame yourself every time you yell or threaten your kid. Our kids are witnessing a relationship. They're witnessing a relationship rupture and also a genuine and a heartfelt repair. Do you realize like how powerful that is? And this is something we probably rarely experienced, if ever, you know, as we were growing up. Maybe you had parents that yelled or threatened a spanking or sent you to your room to time out. I'm guessing most people didn't have parents that came back in and said, hey, I shouldn't have done that. Hey, that's not how I want to treat you. You deserve different. Let's work on this together. And that's not to their fault. They did the best they could with what they knew. How cool that we have so many incredible resources and books and podcasts and guides. And I want to remind you that every kid is going to experience bumps, bruises, challenges, obstacles. They're going to feel down. They're going to feel sad. They're going to feel frustrated. The fact that you're even listening to this podcast speaks volumes of how you want to parent and how you want to raise your kids. So forgive yourselves. You are showing your kids authentic love. And some days that's going to be super messy, but that's a relationship. That's life. So you know that saying, ignorance is bliss. Before you start learning about this type of parenting, you yell at your kids and it's, you know, they need to behave better because they're kids and we're adults and they need to listen and obey and respect. But once you start learning about kids and their development and how amazing of a connection you can build with them when you treat them with respect and model the behavior that you want, you better believe that it's not going to get easier. It's going to get harder because you become aware as you learn and grow your knowledge of all of this stuff. You're going to become aware of, man, when I yell at my kids, when I mess up, this is affecting who they're going to be when they're adults. And so that's a huge weight. That's like a big guilt that we feel as we learn more. But with that, you are also able to acknowledge that, man, we could teach them a lot in our mistakes because no one is perfect. They're going to make mistakes when they grow up and their parents. And so just as you go into this week, be reminded that nothing is lost. You can teach your kids in the moments where you're able to be cool and calm and collected, firm and kind, and just put your hand on your heart and breathe deep and teach them how to respond rather than react. But you also are going to be able to teach them when you lose your shit. And you're going to be able to give yourself grace and forgive yourself as you become aware of how powerful that is. You're doing great. You're doing better than you think you are. Your kids are learning from your rupture and your repair. They know that life is not perfect, and they understand that amends are an essential part of life. So be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. You're learning and growing, and the fact that you're here is just a huge testament to the parent that you want to be and want to become. And even when you know all the things, when you've read 10 books and you've listen to all the podcasts, I can promise you, you're still going to make mistakes. And, you know, after listening to this, maybe you'll realize that maybe that's not such a bad thing. You know, the hard work of parenting is not about raising amazing, outstanding citizens, raising our kids to be that great contributors to society, emotional resilient, baggage-free people. The hard work of parenting is really about raising ourselves. It's about learning to let go of our expectations for who our kids should be and who they turn out to be, and instead open ourselves up to this truth of who they are. And this can be triggering because we're conditioned to look at our family and our family problems through one lens, and that is our kids, the child. How is this child making this family harder? Let's devise a plan to fix the kid. Example, we're concerned when our kids aren't listening, they're being aggressive, they're disorganized, they're not complying. Maybe the real problem is we're struggling with listening and teaching, or we're struggling with our own self-regulation, or we're struggling with our own organization or balancing our time and we're feeling overwhelmed. Trying to blame and fix kids rarely solves the real issue, which is our own resistance to change. So the fact that you're here, it's like, okay, we're addressing the root of why we're so triggered. So we can transform our own triggers into opportunities for connection, compassion, and grace. We can all agree gentle parenting is not the easy option. In fact, it's harder. Like allowing emotions instead of silencing them, validating big feelings instead of minimizing them, being a safe, calming presence for our kids in the midst of tantrums and blowouts rather than storming off, repairing when you got it wrong instead of pretending that nothing happened, staying in control of ourselves rather than trying to control them, trying to respond rather than react, managing the tears, comforting even when you don't want to comfort or you just feel like maybe you need to be comforted. This is not easy. This is hard. Parenting isn't easy, and gentle parenting is even less easy. But because we're growing and our kids are growing and their brains are developing as they are, you know, little, if that isn't worth some big investments from us as parents, then what is? We are laying foundations for future emotional well-being. You guys, what you're doing right here, the work that you're putting in, the time you're investing in listening and growing and learning, you are laying foundations for future emotional well-being. Kids who are able to handle relationships, handle ruptures, handle big emotions, you gotta give yourself some grace. You gotta be kind to yourself. You're making neural connections that will dictate how they relate to others in the future. You're creating templates for how they're going to respond to their emotions later in life. You're shaping their self-esteem. You're building their resilience. You're wiring up how they're going to respond in stressful situations. You guys, we do this all imperfectly, but it's worth it. It's why we're bothering with it. So if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling maxed out, if you're feeling incapable, do you see why? This is not easy. This is hard. Parenting this way takes effort. Picking yourself up after a hard night takes effort. Resolving conflict and resolving to continue on this path after a hard day and meltdowns and mess ups and mistakes, it takes effort. And you guys are doing way better than you think you are. I promise. If you think your mistakes and your mishaps are ruining your kids, I can promise you it is not. You are doing the work, and part of that work involves messing up. And you know what? The good thing is, it isn't for nothing. You are shaping your child's future. You are leaving a legacy that will long outlive you. So I just want to say well done for your effort. I know it's super tough. It's super hard. I'm right there in the trenches with you. But we are learning and we're growing together, and we are shaping our kids. So you're doing better than you think you are. Peace starts with you. Give yourself all the grace. Be kind to yourself. I want to end by declaring these declarations over you. You are anointed and qualified for the assignment of mothering. You parent with peace, and you release that peace into your home and into your family. You have an abundance of wisdom for every situation your family encounters. You rise above exhaustion and defeat. You will not grow faint or weary. Isaiah 40:31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Isaiah 26:3. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. So as you go into this week, I want you to enjoy your kids. Sometimes we can lose sight of this bigger picture of enjoying our kids when we are so focused on teaching, disciplining them, showing them the way, and doing all the things and molding them into this amazing human being and soul. Sometimes we lose sight of this bigger picture of let's enjoy them. So I want you guys, as you go into this week, your word is enjoy. I want you to enjoy your kids. I want you to run with them in the grass. I want you to not worry about what you look like. I want you to give them a million hugs. I want you to play games with them. I want you to soak in bedtime. I want you to put your hand on their chest. I want you to watch them fall asleep as it rises and falls. I want you to start a good book with them and get involved in the story. I want you to enjoy your kids. I want you to give yourself grace. I want you to be kind to yourself. I want you to realize that this is a journey. This is a process, and you are doing way better than you think you are. So keep going. Peace starts with you. I'm so grateful for you. I can't wait to see you guys next week.